Crisco Kid Block Party, what's up, what's up, what's up? Woo! Special guests in the building here, I got Kimberly Fattorini and Sam Arima from Playboy, Playboy Plus. Welcome to the show.
How's it going?
We've been talking about it on social media, and I've been saying, hey, big casting coming for the past 2 weeks here, but Playboy is doing a casting call. We're starting tomorrow.
Yep.
And it's going on, I guess, through Saturday, maybe the last one, or is it leaving Friday?
November 5th, 6th, so this Thursday, Friday.
Okay, the rest of the time is just y'all just enjoying Dallas.
Kind of like the after parties.
Yeah, okay. The people that might have made like the first couple rounds, if they advance a little bit, you can hang out with Playboy for the rest of the weekend. I get it. Okay, so let's just talk about Post for Playboy, man. What exactly is the whole campaign here?
Yeah, so we're just looking for, pretty girls, 18 and up, who live here in Dallas. We're here for these 2 days, so if, girls are interested, they can come in, do a casting test shoot here with Playboy and be considered for everything.
Okay, so now you've chosen Dallas. Was there a specific reason? Because, you think of Dallas, you think of the Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders, some of the pretty women that are in Texas. I mean, why was Dallas specifically chosen for this?
Yeah, I think Dallas has always been known, and, Dallas-Fort Worth is, there's pretty girls here,
right.
Girl Next Door, Natural, all that kind of stuff. So that's kind of what we're here looking for.
Now, do you have to have any previous experience in any magazines, any posing, anything like that?
No experience necessary. If they've modeled before and they have experience posing, it kind of helps, but it doesn't matter. It's not, they don't.
Our photographers will help them pose and stuff if they don't know what they're doing. So
yeah.
They're in good hands.
Yeah. And speaking of hands, Ricky Bobby, if you've seen Talladega Nights, because I know sometimes even when I'm taking pictures, it's like, what do I do with my hands? I'm saying, it's like, I don't know what to do with my hands. I mean, so there's someone that kind of coach you if you've never done this before.
We coach them through. We actually have a photo book that kind of shows them how to pose, a kind of instructional book. That just helps them out, and then we also kind of coach them through it while they're there.
Now, one thing I want to talk about, too, is Playboy, the past couple of weeks here, there was a big announcement as, no more nudity in the in the magazines. I thought it was like, wait, does that mean no more nudity across Playboy, period? What's going to happen here?
Yeah, so no, the magazine will be non-nude starting March of next year, 2016. But online, Playboy.com, Playboy Plus, all the stuff online is still nude. As well as TV, there's nude and non-nude stuff on there for Playboy TV. So it's just the magazine. Now, I don't know if in the future it's going to carry over into the online or TV. As far as I know right now, it's just the magazine.
Right. So, when sometimes people say, I read Playboy for the articles, man. It's all about the articles here. I mean, now, hey, guess what? You can read it for the articles now.
Yeah, I mean, the models in the playmates in the magazine that are non-nude will still be in lingerie. It'll still be risque.
Right.
It's still going to be sexy, but it's just not going to be nude.
Okay.
So it's still going to be something worth looking at.
Right.
But I assume we're also going to get a lot of big celebrities and like Victoria's Secret models and stuff like
high
that.
High fashion models.
High fashion models on top of, a lot of the other girls and stuff like
so
that.
So was this move like a business decision within the company, or was like Hef kind of like, I kind of want to do this and I kind of think we should evolve? Or was it kind of like what was all the thought process? Was it to involve more, I don't want to say families, but like more couples who may not want to get totally nude, kind of bring them to the party?
Yeah, that's part of it. I mean, I don't know if you know, but for years the magazine hasn't generated a lot of money. And it's actually the Playboy online stuff which has supported the whole brand.
Right.
Which supported,
I love the morning show.
Yeah.
Shout out to the morning show.
Yeah. So it supports, all the magazine is, there because the online stuff supports it. But yeah, I think it'll be good. I think it's going to be a good decision. I think from that, there's going to be a lot of other people who maybe never got the magazine who are going to get it, a new generation. And I think that's what they're hoping for. So it can't hurt it. Worst case, a year goes by and nobody wants it, they're going to go back to nude. That's
right. Yeah. I mean, just trying something different, try to open up the audience a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So one more time, this weekend, actually starting tomorrow, casting, of course, I'm sure they're going to need a headshot.
They can submit some non-professional pictures. It could be selfies. We really want to see how the girls look in person, not like a touched-up photo.
Ah.
So a non-professional photo, they could take it with their phone looking in the mirror. Very simple. And they can submit it to playboycastings.com. So playboycastings.com. They submit their photos or info, and we'll get back to them from there.
Okay. So that's going down tomorrow and Friday. We don't need to give out the location on air, right? This is just kind of
If
they get chosen, you'll call them.
Yeah. Otherwise, hundreds of people show up.
Right. Yeah. Their people will call your people is basically what I'm hearing.
Yeah,
there you go. All right. So once again, if you want to pose for Playboy, playboycastings.com. Sam and Kimberly, thank you so much for coming through this afternoon.
Thanks.
Playboy,
appreciate it.
Playboy Plus and Post for Playboy with the new Hot 93.3.